teachings of Jesus are simple and profound and endlessly trustworthy. And the faith community, through the years, has had to constantly and continues to constantly keep panning the camera back to take into account the ever bigger picture of the complexities of life, how to bring Christ's teachings to bear on this particular situation in which we find ourselves. All kinds of issues and concerns. But we get confused if we do not keep returning to the distilled essence of Jesus' teachings, to the profound simplicity that's at the heart of who he is and of his message. And Lent is a good time for us to do this. And keeping vigil and sitting in meditation and Eucharist are good ways for us to do this. So I thought each of these Wednesdays pick up on themes we started Ash Wednesday and look at some aspect of the distilled essence of Jesus' teaching as it's experienced in prayer and lived in daily life. And the aspect of his teaching I'd like to focus on this morning is to begin where Jesus always began, which is with God as our Father, as Abba, Father. And I'd like to reflect on this. If we could join Jesus in looking out at ourselves and our situation through Jesus' eyes, what would we see? We would see that God is beginningless, endless reality itself, giving us our very reality. So if we think of life as a river, our life is a flowing river, God is the hidden origin of this river. God is the hidden source, the one from whom all blessings flow. And all of the whole universe, the whole world, all of life flows from this hidden source of God. And Jesus taught us that this hidden, infinite source of all life is to be understood and experienced with as a tender love. That is not some abstract metaphysical principle, but the whole world and our life is the flowing generosity of a love that gives itself to us with great tenderness, utterly trustworthy. It goes even further. It's not just the God our Father, our Father who art in heaven, is the source of our life. But God the Father, the Divine Mother, the origin, flows out as the ongoing intimate texture of life itself. God is not aloof as the origin of our ongoing life, but rather God is the origin of our life that flows out as the infinity of our life itself. So that if we could see ourselves, join Jesus in seeing ourselves through Jesus' eyes, sitting here right now just the way we are, we would see that God is the reality of our beating heart. We would see and experience that God is the infinite love that's giving itself away as our breathing. We would see that God is the love that's bodied forth as our very body. We would see the God-given, godly nature of our situation. that sitting here like this morning, in this place, is the generosity of God, a flowing, ungraspable, boundaryless generosity that is ourself in the ordinary details of who we are. We're all sitting here right now, and if we could sit here right now in the Christ consciousness of sitting here right now, we'd be sitting here experiencing our bodies as the flowing presence of God, giving itself away as our body. We would sense our breathing, our heartbeat, and interiorly our thoughts, that God knows our mind infinitely more than we know our own mind. Not just know our own mind, but God is the divinity of every thought, every emotion, every stirring of our heart. God is the flowing immensity of the intimate interior of our hearts. That God is all in all that we really are. If we could see this, that is, if we could join Jesus in seeing the true nature of this situation, we would see we're sitting here in a divine situation. Our Father who art in heaven. And we would see that we're sitting here in heaven. Heaven's not some place that we go to. When we die, we don't orbit the earth a few times and go to God. When we die, we go nowhere. When we die, we wake up to the birthless, deathless immensity of the gift of God, giving itself away as the concreteness of who we are. Jesus lived this way. He spent whole nights in prayer, giving himself to the infinite love that infinitely gives itself to us, as himself, as us, as trees and stones, all things. And when Jesus came out from prayer, he saw everything through these eyes. Everyone he saw God. Everything he saw God. He saw that God's the only thing to see as the infinite love giving itself away, as a widow dropping her last coin in the box, as people gathered at the sorrow of a funeral, as people gathered at the joy of a wedding. Jesus saw God in all that he saw. He saw the God-given, godly nature of all that he saw. And Jesus said, "Do you have eyes to see and you do not see? You do not see the God-given, godly nature of who you are as divinely precious in your ordinariness." When Jesus came into a situation of suffering, he saw people in their confusion. And he saw why they were really confused is they could not see the God-given, godly nature of the situation they were in. And he gazed upon them with great love, and they saw reflected in his eyes a glimmer of the divinity of their situation. And they were free. They were free. This goes much deeper than God taking away our tears. Because as we all know, God does not take away our tears. Rather, it's realizing that God is giving himself away as our tears. It's not that God takes away our loneliness when we are lonely. As we well know, it doesn't take away mine. But rather experiencing the divine intimacy of loneliness, that God's completely giving herself away, completely giving himself away, utterly one with us in the mystery of loneliness. It doesn't mean that we don't die, but it means that God's giving himself away as death. God is death. God is the infinity of the deathless mystery of death. And this is why death is trustworthy and is not to be feared. Just as God gives himself away as the divinity and mystery of birth. And this is why birth is trustworthy and endless in all directions. Now, our ego mind cannot grasp this. In our ego mind, we think we're nothing but the self things happen to. We're at the mercy of circumstances. If the circumstances are happy, we're happy. If the circumstances are sad, we're sad. But Jesus entered into a circumstance, saw through the external complexities to the heart of the situation, which is an invincible love that wholly permeates the details of the situation. And in the presence of Jesus, we're able to see it too, and we're to be at peace. It doesn't mean that we are not to try to fiercely protect the good situation, because we should. It doesn't mean that we should not try to heal suffering when it's present, because we should. But it means that our peace is not dependent on the outcome of our efforts to correct the situation. That even when the situation of suffering cannot be corrected, God is wholly present in that situation as the infinity of suffering, as with us through and through and through and through, as an ungraspable mystery that frees us from the tyranny of suffering. We cannot explain this, but we can experience it. It is the peace that surpasses understanding. This is the peace of the children of God. And therefore, we join Jesus in seeing life in this way, which is Christ consciousness, by doing what Jesus did. He spent whole nights in prayer, giving himself in love to the infinite love that gives itself to us, and permeated with that love, realizing he is that love. He went out into the world, realizing that everyone he saw is that love, and that their sorrow is that they don't realize it. And he approached them with love, so that in the presence of love they might awaken to it and be set free. And this is what we're to do. But we can't give what we don't have. Our ego cannot crank up consolation. But if we are ourselves a living act of consolation, each person we're present with might be more consoled because we're with them. So this then is our meditation. We're going to sit together for 30 minutes in a kind of communal, childlike openness. See, Abba, Father. Whatever you do when you sit like this, be yourself. Be sincere. You might just sit here of how mysterious it is and what a gift it is to be in silence like this at first light. In God's house. What a privilege it is. You might say as a word when you exhale, breathe out yourself as an act of love, as a silent I love you. Silently say, like breathe yourself out as a love gift to infinite love. And when you inhale, listen to God's I love you. That is life itself. I love you, 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 I love you. And little by little by little, it can be kind of a subtle taste of an unexplainable graciousness that's sovereign, invincible, subtle, as God's loving presence, as your very presence in this room. You cannot explain it. You can only experience it. And this then can be brought out into the day, so that every time you feel your heart contracting with reactivity, every time you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a deep breath. Abba, Father. I love you, I love you. What is the divine nature of this situation? Lest I be confused. Lest I get overwhelmed with fear. Lest I forget the infinite love that is my very life. This is at the heart of every moment. Last week we were sitting here, those of you who were here. It might happen today too. We have a chance to do this. When these vigils were over in the spirituality center, it was a smaller little place, very quiet. We were here last Ash Wednesday. And as we were just getting into the sitting, someone came into the door in the back. Clump, 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 clump. And the person went off to the side over here, decided that wasn't the right seat. Clump, 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 clump. It still wasn't right. Clump, 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 clump. Came up, sat in the front row. A few minutes later, clump, 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 clump. Person saw clump, 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 clump. Now, what do we do? One thing we can do is sit here and to ourselves think, don't you realize we're trying to meditate? Take off your shoes, for God's sake. Show some respect. What's wrong with you? And this is called not understanding the nature of our situation. Do we imagine Jesus sitting here when the person comes in the door? And Jesus is going, I'm so glad to see you. Why do you think the person's here? They've come here to pray. God's hopelessly in love with that person. And that clump, 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 clump is God. That is God giving itself away as the preciousness of a person in the early morning coming in to pray. If only we could join Jesus in seeing it that way. Well, how sweet the sound would be to us. Not only that, Jesus is watching into your heart, and Jesus sees your irritation, clump, 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 clump. And God knows the reason you're irritated is you're so sincerely trying to seek him always in silence. And God's touched by that. And God's inviting you to breathe into it, to join him in seeing the bigger picture, and listen to the person walking up the aisle as his presence in your life. The silence of heaven is not achieved by soundproofing. God hears the cry of the poor. And this is the unspeakable tenderness of God's heart given to us in the intimate details of our life. We sit in meditation that with God's grace we might be touched by this tenderness, that we might surrender to it, and that we might bear witness to it in the world. I invite you to stand. Forgot my microphone, which is also God giving himself away as me forgetting my microphone. It's true. I invite you to sit. Fold your hands and bow. Be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still.